At the top of the show, Republicans in the Michigan legislature want changes at the state's Court of Claims. That's the judicial body that decides legal actions against the state. Reformers, including our next guest, say it's expensive and wrong to focus the operations of the court in Ingham County. Senator Rick Jones of Grand Ledge supports a more statewide approach, making the Court of Claims a part of the Michigan Court of Appeals. Judges hearing claims would be appointed by Supreme Court justices. Now, critics of the move say it's political, since Ingham County judges are typically aligned with Democrats. Court of Appeals judges would be appointed by the Supreme Court, currently with a majority of Republicans. Here to discuss his support of the move, some responses to it, and other legislative news, Chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Senator Rick Jones. Good to see you.
Hello, good morning.
Explain for our listeners here your reasons for supporting this move of the Court of Claims out of the Ingham County Circuit Court.
Well, every couple of years, it's my job to look at judicial reform. We add judges or cut judges where needed. For example, Macomb County is the most underjudged county in the state, and we're actually adding three circuit judges to Macomb County. Other counties are going to see a cut. So part of this reform, looking at the judicial changes, I got to studying the Court of Claims, and I questioned, why would it all be in one county? It makes no sense. It's quite a burden to that county. And so I asked, what happened historically? Well, historically, originally, everything was handled administratively by basically like an administrative magistrate. Then a system was developed where circuit judges would come from all over the state. So we had judges from all over the state that would take turns being the Court of Claims, where you sue the state of Michigan. And I wondered, well, when did this get changed? Well, it got changed in the 70s. So I contend if there were any political shenanigans, they were done in the 70s when you focused Court of Claims in simply one court, one county. Now, people would say it would be just as inappropriate if I said, okay, from now on, all Court of Claims will be in Clinton County or Eaton County. Doesn't make any sense. So what I want to do is move it to appointments from the Supreme Court. They will come out of the appeals court. There will be four judges, and one at a time, they will serve as our Court of Claims. You'll still have an appeals to the appeals court. Does not cut out any appeal process, and from there to the Michigan Supreme Court.
Now, you alluded to some cost pressures in Ingham County here. Isn't it true that the Court of Claims gets extra money from the state to operate in Ingham County?
I understand that the County of Ingham does get a little subsidy to assist with the cost. You know, each judge costs, on the average, $450,000. In some cases, depending on the county, it could be $500,000 per judge. So there's quite a cost. And when the Court of Claims was first formed in Ingham County back in the 70s, they added a judge to Ingham County. If Ingham County feels it's too much of a burden when the Court of Claims is taken away, I would be happy to look at cutting a judge if that's a problem.
Now some critics have also said that the Court of Claims accounts for only 2% of the Ingham Circuit Court's caseload. How would shedding that little of its caseload enable it to eliminate one judge?
Well, again, that would be up to the county commissioners and the judges to advise me if they want somebody cut. I'm not saying I'm going to cut, just saying that would be a possibility.
And you, part of your responsibilities then is to look at the number of cases that pop up in a particular county and match the number of judges as efficiently as you can. Is that part of this process?
That's very accurate. You know, a couple of years ago, we cut 40 judges by attrition across the state. Years ago, I think judges were added as political plums. You know, it's nice to be able to have more judges appointed in a district. And so we got an awful lot of judges in areas that didn't need that many judges. And certainly, this is a great cost. We want taxpayers not to be burdened with judges they don't need. And so we were able to cut around 40 judges here a couple of years ago.
Now, this move has been assailed as highly partisan from Democrats. I know Senator Whitmer dislikes that Court of Appeals judges who would handle these future claims would be appointed by the Supreme Court. Could you respond to that?
Well, you know, the Supreme Court, is nonpartisan. Now, she says, well, they're appointed currently. Apparently, she thinks there's more Republicans than Democrats, leading judges or something.
A lot of people seem to think that.
It goes back and forth constantly. You know, we have a Democrat governor, then we have a Republican governor. This state goes back and forth constantly. I don't think there's any one trend. But obviously, I think if there were any political shenanigans, it was back in the 70s when they decided to put all of the Court of Claims into just one county. Makes no sense.
Aren't there costs associated with with a new site, though, for this court and staff and such things?
I don't believe so. I think there's adequate room in the Hall of Justice and other areas in the state that we could use. Certainly we have appeals court judges now that have courtrooms that could be utilized. And also, you'll be able to file your case in four different locations, Grand Rapids, Detroit, Troy, as well as Lansing.
Now, Democrats are also criticizing how quickly this measure is moving. Has there been enough discussion and deliberation of this?
I think there has, and I think it's important to move quickly because you have cases coming into the Court of Claims. You don't want people held in limbo. You want the attorneys to know where the cases are going to go, how they're going to be handled. So I think it's important to move quickly and not leave things out there in limbo.
It really was just a matter of a few days, wasn't it? I mean, when did you first file this, and when did it move out, and when did it get a vote? It was really...
Well, I filed it in 1 week, and the next week I had a hearing in Judiciary. This is quite common. If you follow Senate Judiciary, we move rapidly, we do a lot of work, and a lot of important topics. For example, tomorrow I'll be taking up mental health courts, which is an extremely important process for the state, to defer somebody with mental illness into treatment instead of into jail. So we move quickly, we work hard. That is the Senate Judiciary, and I would recommend you ask any senator that sits on it.
What's been the response in the House to the bill, to the Court of Claims measure?
My understanding is they're going to have a hearing on it tomorrow, that they also think it's an important topic, and they are responding.
You submitted we're talking with State Senator Rick Jones. You submitted a six-bill package to toughen limits on the use of state bridge cards. These are the cards that welfare recipients use to buy what they need. What would those bills do exactly?
Well, a bridge card doesn't just provide food for the needy. A bridge card also can provide cash assistance. Now, what is that meant to pay for? Clothing for your children, gas to go look for a job, pay the electric bill, the heat bill, buy the necessities of life that aren't food, toilet paper, toothpaste, that sort of thing. Last year, I discovered that just one casino out of the 26 took in $87,000 in cash from the bridge card. They were able to put them in the ATMs and casinos, draw that much out, and then obviously they were probably playing blackjack and drinking booze on that welfare money. It made no sense. I blocked the casinos last year. This year, I'm blocking horse tracks, strip clubs, and liquor stores. Now, liquor stores are defined as a store that sells more than 50% of their profit from alcohol.
What's the response been like to that?
Well, everybody's very supportive of my bills. There were a few stores in Detroit that were nervous. They thought that they were the only stores around, and they didn't really understand until we explained to them they can still sell all the food. They just won't be issuing cash through the ATMs. And that temptation won't be there to get the cash, turn right around, and buy alcohol. I can tell you that I have deep personal feelings about this because my daughter takes in foster kids. I become the foster grandpa. And 16 different children, at least half, were food deprived, didn't have proper clothing because their moms were addicted to illegal drugs or alcohol or some other substance instead of taking care of the children. So I feel we should work very, very hard to make sure the bridge card money and benefits go where they're supposed to be.
And on your agenda today is work on mental health board reform. This is encapsulated in Senate bills 575 through 578. It also involves mental health courts. Tell us what those are about.
Well, currently in Michigan, we have drug and alcohol courts, which are meant to defer people into treatment instead of just putting them in jail and throwing away the key. This can save a lot of money for taxpayers. Obviously, if you can get somebody rehabbed, restored back to society, it's better than just leaving them in jail. We hope to do the same with mental health courts. Allow the judges to work with the defense attorneys, get the clients deferred into mental health treatment instead of just locking them away. As a former jail administrator and a sheriff, I think this is extremely important.
Senator Rick Jones, Chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.